Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Norman reporting. And the U.S. worshipers returned to the Charleston, South Carolina church on Sunday for the first service since a white man gunned down a Bible study group at a historic African-American church last week. Visiting minister Reverend Norvell Goff stood in the end for pastor of the Emmanuel AME Church, Clementa Pinky, who was among the nine killed.
The doors of Mother Emmanuel is open on this Sunday. It sends a message to every demon in hell and on earth.
VOA's Amanda Scott was inside Mother Emmanuel for that Sunday service.
You could see people consoling each other, particularly the members of the congregation who are still dealing with the loss. But overall, you know, just from the sermons and just from the songs, it was definitely uplifting, and they wanted to lift the mood and lift the spirits and show their appreciation for the city as a whole for how they've come together amidst this tragedy.
The suspect in the mass shooting, Dylan Roof, is jailed in Charleston after being charged with 9 counts of murder and 1 count of criminal possession of a firearm. Sunday in Somalia, at least 3 Al-Shabaab militants were killed during an assault on a national intelligence training base in the capital, Mogadishu. The militants set off a car bomb outside the base before launching their raid. Internal Security Agency spokesman Mohammed Yusuf says Somali forces were aware in advance of the planned attack and managed to block it. The Al-Qaeda-linked group later claimed responsibility. Al-Shabaab has lost territory since the start of a military offensive against it, but it continues to keep up its attacks. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Chief Ashton Carter visits Europe this week to urge NATO allies to adopt a new kind of threat because of the threat of Russia in the east and the Islamic State militants in the south. U.S. officials say Mr. Carter will urge NATO to dispose of the Cold War playbook following the Kremlin's annexation of Crimea and its military support for Ukrainian separatists. NATO leaders are expected to consider providing ministry-level advice and other training assistance in Iraq. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif is to meet several and his European Union counterparts today before the June 30th deadline for an international accord on Tehran's nuclear program. Final round of talks on the Iranian nuclear program are to begin later in the week. Iran reached a framework nuclear deal with the United States, with Russia, China, France, Britain, and Germany back on April 2nd. Parties are aiming for a final agreement in which Iran would restrict its nuclear program in exchange for relief from economic sanctions. Thousands of demonstrators marched Sunday in European cities in a show of anti-austerity solidarity on the eve of an emergency summit aimed at keeping the debt-ridden Greek government from defaulting on its European loan payments. Without a deal, Greece is expected to default on a $1.8 billion loan repayment to the International Monetary Fund, setting the stage for its possible departure from the 19-nation eurozone. IMF Chief Christine Lagarde.
In each and every review that we have done of Greece for the last 5 years, we have always showed flexibility. It's never been exactly the same as what was expected under the review. And we will continue to operate on that basis.
A statement on Sunday from the Athens government press office said that Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras offered a proposal for a mutually beneficial agreement providing a permanent solution to the standoff over the country's debt. It did not provide any details. Today's summit was called for after multinational talks about terms of the ongoing Greek bailout collapsed last week over Athens' refusal to adopt new austerity measures. Pope Francis said Sunday the plight of migrants seeking to escape war and poverty in North Africa and the Middle East brings tears to his eyes.
Tante persone si sono impoverite.
Speaking to a group of laborers in the Italian city of Turin, the Pope said the migrants, mostly from the Middle East and Africa, should not be blamed, calling them victims of inequality and war. His comments came as European Union ministers discuss who is to take care of the more than 100,000 refugees who have arrived on European shores via Italy since January. Get more news by going to our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.